This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Times in which we live, ladies and gentlemen, interesting times in which we live in so many ways, I can't even begin to describe it. We would need a 20-hour talk show today, not a two-hour talk show to explain the different ways in which I'm talking about, but we'll try and tackle some of it today on the program. My name is Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun safely back in the confines of the world headquarters of What's on Your Mind, the mother ship, 550K fire, after all that sauerkraut and wishy yesterday. Feeling good today, Todd? Are you everything A-okay?
You know, the speck is what makes the difference. You have to have
I'm convinced
the right speck.
You like you don't like eating speck as much as you like saying it. I'm convinced of that.
Well, I mean, I think that's the lost ingredient that people just don't realize is the difference. It's the speck, but they make a big deal about it at the sauerkraut days in Wyszyk, so.
Yeah. I want to say that I had the distinct honor of spending several hours yesterday afternoon at the Hall of St. Anthony, right across from Rusty's. And I had asked the North Dakota Farm Bureau after I'd heard some of the reports about farmers and ranchers. I actually heard the reports from farmers and ranchers on this program, things that were happening as a result of the eco-terrorists. That's my new favorite term for these folks now. I think green extremists is too nice. These are eco-terrorists, several stories I heard yesterday. I wanted to hear, I wanted to see, I wanted to be up close to that, and I spent a lot of time yesterday. So my thanks to Darrell Lease as well as to Doug Hilly, who just got on the phone and asked a number of folks if they would join us, and we had probably 20 folks, 30 folks coming and going between a few hours yesterday afternoon. We have put together a special town hall that we are going to air. We don't know exactly what day that's going to air, I will make an announcement tomorrow on when it will air. We'll have some excerpts of it today on the program, but it will air in its entirety. And Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer was nice enough to be there for the entire thing, took a lot of questions, and a lot of frustration. I think there's some anger bubbling over. This is real. This is a scary time. I think with law enforcement looking farmers and ranchers in the eye, say here's what we're doing, here's what's happening, it really calms everybody down. So really, really feel for these people. It's so sad. This whole situation is so darn sad. And then to hear Governor Dalrymple on Monday tell us that Chairman Dave Archambault says he's not in control, nobody's in control, can't stop this, and saying that we need to ask these eco-terrorists to leave. You really wonder. So we're going to try and get to the bottom of a few things that we heard about yesterday, get some more answers. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota is going to join us at the top of the show here. We also are going to dig into Measure 4 a little bit on the program today. Mike Rood will be here. They are advocating a no vote on Measure 4. So if you are in favor of Measure 4, your chance to talk to somebody that's on the other side of it, to hear some issues. If you're trying to decide which way to vote, listen in on that. We're also going to talk at the bottom of the hour to a activist who called this program and said, well, the reason all this is happening down there on that encampment is because you people in North Dakota don't regulate the oil and gas industry enough. I said, well, give me an example. All these spills you have. I said, do you know what defines a spill in North Dakota? No, I don't. I said, well, do some homework and call us back. Well, she has, and she's coming back. Her and Dave Glatt, who's from the North Dakota Health Department, will join us later this hour, and we'll try and sort that out, too, so we get some facts. So stay tuned to all that coming up. 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, that's our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, joins us in studio to start the show today. Thank you, Drew.
Morning, Scott. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
Appreciate you being here. I want to start with our conversation with Governor Dalrymple earlier this week, who very pointedly said that Chairman Dave Archambault has told him on repeated occasions that he has no control over the camp, the chairman of the Standing Rock Reservation. That was picked up by a number of news organizations who then ran to the governor's office and said, so what about that? Or rather, to Chairman Archibald, what about that? He says, no, he didn't say that, so then they run back to the governor. It's a ping-pong ball back and forth now. Have you heard this from Chairman Archibald?
Yeah, it's an interesting back and forth for a lot of reasons. One, had the governor not shared that information, and it's factual, had he not done that, it would still be apparent to people, wouldn't it? Dave, you know, the chairman, and it wasn't meant as a criticism, by the way. It's just a fact, and you put it out there. I've made the analogy, Scott, that this whole situation down there with regard to the protesters, it's like going into the old Metrodome, or I guess into the Vikings new stadium, and you walk over to Section E and you negotiate a settlement with Section E. Well, Section F doesn't care. Section A doesn't even know who you are. Section C is there for a completely different reason. I mean, it's a balkanized entity over there. It doesn't have unified leadership. And so the governor was just pointing out, I mean, I think he would have been able to make that observation had the chairman not made those statements to him along the way. It wasn't a point. I would think, by the way, that the chairman, Scott, I'm sorry to speak over you, but it's important. I would think that the chairman would have to explain that if he is in charge, he'd have to explain what he's going to do, and we're going to welcome those efforts, what he's going to do to get the unlawful protesters off the land where they're standing unlawfully. He's going to get them to stop projecting illegality onto other areas all in the surrounding geography. He's going to make the people stop wearing face masks when they're going out and assaulting and terrorizing people. And the list goes on and on. He doesn't have control of those things. It wasn't meant as a criticism of him. It is an acknowledgement that, as we said all throughout, we think the vast majority of the Standing Rock Sioux did intend to become part of a lawful and peaceful protest, and it's morphed into this.
Is there a way to push reset and start over and just try and say, okay, if in fact, Chairman Archibald, you are saying you want this to be peaceful, yet you have told us on repeated occasions, correct me if I'm wrong, this statement about I'm not in control, it's out of my hands, has been stated many times by him, correct?
On several occasions, as the governor pointed out the other day, yes.
Right, the governor said that, now you said that, I'm just pointing out that there's more people now that have heard this, then you'd want to say, well, let's sit down and figure out how to get this under control, right? Because if nobody's in control, that explains why I have to look at ranchers yesterday in St. Anthony who have had their lives upended.
Yeah.
Who can't sleep at night because they don't know who's outside and the dogs are barking and the kids can't get to school. And I mean, this is terrorism. This is terrorism, isn't it?
You've met with the ranchers and landowners around there, and I know that you've gotten a firsthand account of some of those there. The fact of the matter is there are some very violent, disruptive people involved in this protest. It's not all of them. But the mistake people make, Scott, is they think, well, if I'm standing out here, even though I'm here unlawfully because we weren't permitted for this protest, if I'm standing out here and I didn't throw anything at a car, I didn't assault anybody, I didn't wear a face mask and go over and terrorize people, if I didn't do any of those things, then this is a peaceful protest. And at the end of the day, it's morphed into an unlawful protest, as I said now almost 2 months ago, and which the protesters have proven again and again. Now, I don't say that just to be incendiary. We point it out because the public needs to be aware of this when they make decisions about whether they're going to engage in commerce with the people who are out there protesting, whether they're going to travel to that area or through that area, or whether there's some threat out there. And also to support the law enforcement efforts, which I think have been so exemplary throughout this. So, you know, when there are different entities out there, we call on any entities that are there who really do want to have peaceful, law-abiding protest. It's time to move to the area where the Army Corps says you can be. See, the Obama administration has protracted this matter quite significantly when they refused to remove people from federal lands where they are camped illegally, and that encampment has become the base, long ago now, become the base for illegal activity to project out. The Obama administration has protracted this. It is a significant law enforcement challenge for the state of North Dakota, for the counties, and everyone else. It remains so, and we're moving into a phase here, though, because of the court action last week, that now we saw in the paper yesterday. The lawful commerce, the construction of that pipeline, is recommencing. And so that's an important period up ahead.
But back to a reset, if you will. Do you think that, given the fact that he's acknowledged all of this is happening, but that he also wants it peaceful, right? To say, you know, is there a way to? Because I asked Senator Heitkamp about this yesterday. He said, "Well, you got to sort of make that their idea. You can't tell them that you should tell people to leave." you know, the messaging is, in other words, if it's coming from you or coming from the governor, they're not going to listen to you. So how do you make it their idea? If Chairman Archibald truly wants it peaceful, is there a way to say, you know, okay, you guys take care of this. If you want it peaceful, go make it peaceful, because it's not now.
It certainly calls on, you know, the chairman likes to point out that he's the chairman of a legal entity that has a certain element of sovereignty to it, and he's the elected chairman, and he's the leader. And so it would be helpful for him to make public call and broad call across the protest to those he already influences and those he hopes to influence. Calls for them to move to a lawful point where the Army Corps says they can be. Stop allowing the projection of illegal activity all throughout the area. Outlaw the use of face masks. And you'll have a lot of these people, by the way, who have been doing the most egregious things. They'll stop doing that activity. They're wearing face masks for a reason. They don't want to be detected. Or maybe they've got other things in their background, Scott, that they don't want to be facing law enforcement.
Yeah, there's...
Call on people to comply with all the federal state laws. And then also, let's come up with a plan for compensating the taxpayers of that region who are, and of our state, who are eating a big bill on this as a result of this unlawful activity.
Farmers and ranchers born in that camp, too. More with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley after this. Your call is welcome. 800-228-0550.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are, storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Part today by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Had a delicious hot stuff personal pan pizza there the other day. It's the best deal in town. 4 for $4. You get the pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. And every week they draw new $500 winners, giving away $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards. So you got to get in there every week and register. Have the 4 for $4 deal. Two cookies, 20-ounce drink, personal pan, hot stuff pizza. Four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. As I mentioned yesterday, I spent some time with ranchers around the St. Anthony area. I asked one of the gentlemen, Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, with us on the program for another segment here. And if you have a question or comment, welcome at 800-228-0550. I said, do you feel safe? Listen to his answer.
No, and I've never owned a lot of guns, but I do now, mainly for protection. I've never enjoyed shooting anything. I hope I never have to, but if it comes down to protecting my family, I will.
Now, there's someone who didn't own a gun. I heard stories about people who have a gun in every room now, that they have people in their yards at all hours of the day and night, dogs barking that can't sleep. Isn't this terrorism?
It's
terrorizing, isn't it?
It's the people, too many people out there are feeling terrorized. There's no question about it. And that guy, you can feel that coming through the earphones, can't you? I mean, it's real. And I'll tell you, when I first said this, I did an interview with the Grand Forks Herald, and I made the comment that it's morphed into an unlawful protest. And there were howls and hackles all over the place on other, you know, radio shows and in some places in print that I had, you know, somehow used bad language. Well, it was factual. It reflected then, and it's reflected ever since. Again, not the actions of every single individual, and I would say not the intention of David Archambault, I would imagine, but that's what it's morphed into. And that clip you just played is what this is. That's the critical point here. We have a lot of people who are out there who are feeling that way, and they're doing it as a result of a series of experiences. Coming over this morning, read again, now there's a story, a special education educators out in the St. Anthony area who have now written apparently a letter, and I haven't seen this letter, but they've written it to the head of DPI, Kirsten Baszler, and are pointing out that they can't get in there. They're being harassed, intimidated, their vehicles are being stopped and redirected by people involved with the protest. Not every protester, but people involved in the protest. That is what we mean by it has become, and it is, and now is a longstanding unlawful protest with very damaging actions.
Here's another one. Jared is on the line, and I met Jared yesterday. Told me a story. This will be part of our town hall forum that we're going to be airing in the coming days. Details on that tomorrow on the program. Jared, thanks for calling. How are you?
Good. Doing good today.
Tell the lieutenant governor what you told me yesterday about the encounter with some of these terrorizers that happened on your property with horses.
Well, you know, it was probably when this all kind of first started, when the terrorizing act started and the vandalism of equipment started. One of those first instances, I was out on checking cows in the pasture, and I noticed a couple pickups and stock trailers pulled in onto one of my alfalfa fields that hadn't been cut yet. Finished checking cows, drove down there, and I said, "You guys are, you know, you're trespassing. You're in my field. Could you please leave?" And the one gentleman said, "Well, we're here, you know, protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline and that." And I said, "Well, that's fine." I said, "But you know, you're on private property. Could you please leave?" And one individual rode up on horseback and said that this is native ground and I'm the one that needs to leave and I don't belong here. And then I said, "Well, this is deeded land." I said, "It's not tribal grounds or on reservation." And two more come riding up on horseback swinging lariats, you know, just not, I don't know, they weren't swinging directly at me, but there's using it as an intimidation practice, basically. And you know, I've been carrying a firearm over all this and was carrying that day. And when the older gentleman that seen it, he told the younger ones to calm down and stay back, which was a good part on him. I mean, I don't want any violence. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But it's just they were all wearing masks. And, you know, there's stories that, you know, there's between 3,000 and 6,000 there all the time. Well, there's out of those 3 or 6,000, whatever it is, all it takes is 100 of bad ones to do the bad things to make it. And I don't disagree with their right to protest. They can do that all they want. But when it comes to blocking roads or, you know, telling people that live there and make their living there and on their own land that it's not theirs, that, you know, that, like you guys have been saying, that falls into terrorizing.
I don't think that's too strong at all. Jared, thanks for sharing the story. Does that surprise you at all?
No, Jared, I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that what happened to you and your family on the air. We the story was brought to the attention of our office a little while back, and it's very indicative of the kind of stories that are going on out there. I'll tell you what, it's stories like that that led to the governor's decision to bring the National Guard into the situation to free up law enforcement to do what they've been doing the last many weeks, having the opportunity to be more in advance out into different locations, avoid protesters taking over work sites to some degree, and then also the number of arrests has escalated pretty dramatically, and it's going to continue. The fact of the matter is now the governor last week signed the order to bring in, the EMAC order to bring in, basically a compact with other states, and they brought in other law enforcement. We brought in 40, and they're going to be rotating around, and they've been effective this week in helping North Dakota law enforcement have an enhanced presence. We appreciate the role of the National Guard, especially as played in freeing those folks up by taking on another role. I want to mention two very distinguished leaders in this, and it's not to exclude anyone else, but General Dorman from the North Dakota National Guard has been exemplary, as has Colonel Gerhardt of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. These two gentlemen have been working with the local Sheriff Kirchmeyer, Sheriff Ling, all the others that have been mentioned so much. Appreciate what they've been doing. And I'll tell you what, your caller, that says a lot about this situation. That is the kind of interaction too often, and is negative, happening, and it's what we're now seeking to avoid as aggressively as we can. To be protecting the people out there. And what you have to realize is the court has taken action, Scott. The court, the federal court out in D.C. denied efforts to stop the pipeline. They've denied it now a couple of times, but it was over last week. As a result, the protest has run its course. They've had their say, I guess, and this is now, after many years' process of citing and everything else, has come to the point where the court has said work can continue. In these final stages of a pipeline that's largely done, it's time to move forward. And, you know, that's the phase that I hope that we're moving into here, so that pipeline can be completed. And this is a lawful project. It's a lawful project with societal good. And it's been...
You support the company and continuing even though they were asked to voluntarily not to...
You know, that it's interesting that you mentioned that, Scott, because, I wonder what foundation the Obama administration was standing on when, after the federal court for a second time has come through and acted, and the Obama administration asked the company to voluntarily not work. I wonder how would this radio station feel if people were standing up front saying, I don't like radio stations. Would you voluntarily shut down? Would the banks shut down? Would they shut down? How about the hardware stores? Would they shut down if somebody said, I don't like hardware stores that much? I mean, people say, well, that could never happen. Well, people might say that about pipelines a couple of years ago when you look at the fact that this is the gold standard for moving oil out of the state of North Dakota and other producing areas. It's safe, it's efficient, it's a societal good, and it's lawful, and the courts have reaffirmed that, and that lawful activity must be permitted to go forward.
I do want you to stay for just one more question related to what now? What's happening now? I mean, you know, you mentioned the EMAC, where this is at, how this ends, because I think people just, they know it's bad, they want it to end. We'll finish that after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind, busy edition of the program. Most are these days, a lot going on. How about the New York Times and more allegations against Donald Trump? You following that at all? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit next hour, but I can't even believe it. This is just getting, this is like a lynching. This is, it reminds me of the Justice Clarence Thomas hearings. It really is getting ridiculous. And the actual allegations themselves are about as flimsy as you can get. I want to talk a little bit about that in a bit, though, because to me it's not about these candidates anymore. It really isn't. It isn't about who you're voting for. It's about what we're going to have left for a country. So we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. More with Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, in a moment here, and other folks as well on What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow we're at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC. They have a beautiful new location. Looking forward to visiting there. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, among our guests tomorrow. And a whole lot of open phone time on What's on Your Mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at Botno, one of our top 10 towns. State Bank of Botno, Mickelson Aggregates up there, the hometown market, and Botno Lumber, Farmers Appliance, Manor and Family Meats bring us up there. We get up there once, sometimes twice a year, but it's one of our What's on Your Mind top 10 towns, and a shout out to everybody up there. All right, we got some folks that want to chat with you here, Drew, in a short period of time. I just want to finish. My last question is this. I think everybody understands this is a problem of the federal government's making, right? Because this is politics being played with permits, basically a permit. And what's going on with the judge and the three-judge panel and the Corps and all that, we get this as a problem of the federal government's making. But I know we've asked for marshals, we've asked for, you know, funding, we've asked for all those other things. Nobody has any confidence in the federal government to fix it. So it's almost like, okay, yeah, we get it. You're right. It's a federal government problem, but you guys fix it. And I hear most of the criticism directed at your boss, Governor Dalrymple, for not stopping this sooner, for not recognizing how this could get out of hand and have all these people come in. What do you say to that criticism?
Well, there'll be a lot of after action review. And I understand when people don't have complete information, especially early on, I heard, why don't you just go there and arrest them? Well, you're talking at the time, many, many hundreds of people. And then it grew to many thousands of people. And I think people have to talk with law enforcement professionals to hear the how and why of that, because you're talking about, as I said early on, and I wasn't being flippant, Scott, the reality is, yeah, the great force equalizer would be firearms. If you're prepared for law enforcement to actively engage with firearms early on in this thing as opposed to response to the use of force, I suppose that could be done. And I don't mean to be dismissive of it. It's an incredibly serious problem that we work on every day and every hour of those days. But I want to point out the state of North Dakota has now spent millions of dollars. Millions of dollars supporting these efforts, supplying the dollars necessary to have the law enforcement folks there, now drawing in from other states. It's very expensive, calling the National Guard to be involved to help stabilize the situation, which, by the way, after the National Guard was called, out to help with the situation. I'm told, and in fact, I was told by none other than Senator Heitkamp, we were on a phone conference with our federal delegation, and she let us know that, Chairman Archambault had been on TV the night before saying the National Guard had helped stabilize the situation, and he couldn't be more right. So, you know, also going forward, it's critically important to know that remember that there have been, you know, many, there have been over 100 arrests of different crimes along the way.
I've seen some rap sheets on some of those people arrested, too, by the way.
It's troubling. There's no question. And that's the kind of, there's a lot of very people with some colorful pasts and others that are involved out there. And they're building bigger rap sheets with their activity here in North Dakota. But, you know, we really want to compliment law enforcement. We understand there's always going to be criticism of the situation. But at the end of the day, the governor, with a steady hand, has tried to balance the needs of, obviously, public safety is critical. That's the critical component of this, and safety of law enforcement.
But there's nobody that I talked to yesterday that feels safe. 64 days in, they don't feel safe. They feel terrorized. So when does it end for them?
In the last weeks, I think as you talk to people, everyone has seen an uptick in the projection of lawful force into the area to respond to the protesters. You've seen on the nightly news a number of long columns of protesters heading out to take over another site or maybe do more damage. They've already done millions of dollars in damage to equipment, heading out to go do that, and we've headed them off. When I was on this show last time, we were
100 car convoy was happening,
and that was thwarted that day. They never ended up. They didn't take over any sites. They ended up turning back and going back in to their unlawful encampment. So there have been some law enforcement wins along the way, and the reality is we are, I think, slowly but surely moving into a phase here where not only have you seen escalations in the arrests, as importantly, we've headed off a number of takeovers. We've headed off damage to a lot of equipment. And, yeah, it is going to end, Scott.
How soon?
I think people can – well, there's no way for me to tell you what day it's going to end, but this they should know, that as we head into this period where now the courts have said construction can recommence, and it has, law enforcement is out there making sure that that activity can commence, but also making sure that, the public who's just out there doing their normal business, they're not involved in the pipeline, that they can go about their lives in a safe fashion going up ahead. The unlawful activity has got to cease. It's got to cease, and I call on Chairman Archambault and anyone else of good intention involved in the protest itself to make sure that the unlawful activity ceases, that commerce and the enjoyment of the private property in that area can commence again unfettered, and that the protest disbands. And at least, at the very least, goes back to the location that the Army Corps has said that they will cite them to be lawfully stationed. They're not there now. So in addition to all the other illegal activity, the main encampment is unlawfully on Army Corps land. To top it off, I want to take a moment to thank, as I'm talking about the federal administration, the Obama administration's non-reaction to this
lawlessness,
I want to thank our federal delegation, Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer. We know that they've worked as hard as they can to help bring resources to what has, you know, been protracted by the administration. They've tried to, you know, get deputy U.S. marshals and get money out here to help in every way that they can. And we are in regular contact with our federal delegation, and we compliment them. We really do.
The feds are a mess, but our delegation is taking them on. Right?
Our delegation's worked hard, and we appreciate that partnership with them going forward and beyond this. That's Ethan, an important situation.
I want to get one call in for you before we let you go. Ethan, for Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Lieutenant Governor, you know, you said you want to call on Dave Archambault to take care of this situation, but why not call on Sheriff Kirkmeyer? He's letting them be down there unlawfully, and from what you said earlier, just because there's a bunch of people involved, that doesn't make the illegal activity okay. So I'm wondering why he continues to let this go on. Why doesn't he go arrest the people in St. Anthony? This guy's got people trespassing his alfalfa fields. Well, how come the sheriff doesn't go arrest them? You know, you got to stomp this stuff out before it gets to what it's got to.
Yeah. Thanks for your question. It morphed rapidly into a size of unlawful force that in part because of the geography out there, it's so easy to be outflanked and be surrounded, as happened several times with law enforcement early on. There are only so many peace officers in that region or in the state. It takes time to put together the force necessary, and now we've got, like I said, we've brought in 40 peace officers from outside the state, and they're going to continue to rotate, and we'll bring more as we need them.
I think it's
I want to compliment the sheriff, though. Sheriff Kirkmeyer has done a very able job of utilizing the forces that he had and that now he's getting in addition. And that's why the number of arrests has escalated and will continue to as we continue to protect the public, but also make sure that the lawful commerce can recommence.
I think the incident you're talking about, obviously law enforcement been there. These people have been arrested. But the problem is if they come on and then they flee, you can't, you know, I mean, you hear about it. But
and that's the kind of incident now, Scott, that's being headed off. There's a lot that you don't hear about each day, things that we're able to head off as a result of law enforcement's presence there. I want to compliment the sheriff's offices, the police departments from around the state of North Dakota.
Highway Patrol are unbelievable.
Highway Patrol has been unbelievable. Yeah. And, you know, the National Guard, always very, very able, capable, professional partners in an endeavor like this.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for keeping our listeners informed. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lou, Lieutenant Governor, our guest, Drew Wrigley, on What's on Your Mind Today, busy program. I mentioned earlier we had a call recently, and it was from Catherine, is all we knew. I forget, I think it was Catherine Stanley, who said the reason all this is happening, meaning this protest, is because regulation has been lax. And I said, well, give me an example or something to that effect. And she said, well, the spills. You have a look, you know how many spills you have? And I said, well, do you know what defines a spill? Let's start there. And she didn't. So I said, well, come on back when you've done a little more research and we'll have you on. And she didn't think she got enough time. So she gets a little more time today, as a matter of fact, to do it. And I also brought someone that could help answer that question, what defines a spill. So we all are, you know, up to speed on what the regulations are as well. So, first of all, Catherine Hilton is here. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I live in Solon, not Stanley.
Oh, Solon. Is that where you called from?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. I didn't remember where you were calling from, but now I do. And also, Dave Glad is here. Dave is the chief of the Department of Health Environmental Health Section with the North Dakota Department of Health, Environmental Health Section Chief. So I'm trying to say. Dave, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, sir. So, Catherine, I got to ask you first, did you get a chance to do a little research on what defines a spill in North Dakota?
You know, I didn't bother because I spend a lot of time working, and I can have these spill reports pulled up in front of me right now where I can reference anything that you'd like.
All right, well, Dave, maybe you can answer. What defines a spill? What spill gets reported, and what's the minimum size of a spill that gets reported in North Dakota?
Well, in North Dakota is kind of unique from a lot of other states is that we have no minimum threshold. We have anything from a few cups that have been reported, hydraulic hoses being broken, they'll report that, all the way up to some of the few of the major spills that we've had. So it's basically anything that hits the ground is a reportable quantity.
So, Catherine, would you agree that North Dakota is obviously erring on the side of putting everything out there so it's reported, but it could easily be manipulated to say you have all these spills when really a couple of cups is not a big deal?
Well, I think that when spills are reported, that's a great, great thing. They need to be reported. It doesn't stop them from happening. And I also question how Dave thinks a minimal amount of large spills have occurred, because I can look in just the last week and see several uncontained spills, or last 3 weeks, that have been over 100 barrels that have been released and are uncontained, so they haven't been within well pads or areas that are what one might call secured.
So what is she looking at there, Dave?
Well, we do get reports of spills. I will say that when you look at the total database, 75% in that range of those spills are contained on the well pad. There are the remaining portion that they do get off the well pad, and those are a concern to us, that we have people in the field, two people on a weekly basis that follow up on those spills to make sure a couple things. First, that the reported quantities are correct, and that also that the spill has been appropriately delineated and is being remediated. And the vast majority of the spills are cleaned up in a very timely manner.
All right. So, Catherine, I want to ask you about that when we come back from a break here. We got a little late start on this, so just hang on. We'll do that when we come back. And to continue, also we're going to chat with our pal, Jim, the flagpole guy. Going to open up the phones after the 10 o'clock hour and get your take on my trip to St. Anthony yesterday, as well as the Trump campaign and the Clinton campaign, and where we're at in this presidential race. Stay tuned.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Tobacco is still a big problem in North Dakota. And big tobacco is still after our kids. So they target them. And it's working. Every year, 300 North Dakota kids become daily addicted smokers. That's 300 too many. And that's enough. Let's end this. Go to BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at HucklettsValleyCity.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Destruction, vandalism. They're putting fear in us with being masked up and chanting and shouting and, you know, blocking roads and, you know, there's horseback people just running around, you know. You never know if they're going to come and hit you or attack you, or you don't know what's going to happen.
It's a mom, a worried mom. One of the St. Anthony ranchers that we spoke with yesterday. Can you imagine living like that every day? And they have now 64 days like this. Folks, there's nothing about peaceful protest in that. Nothing whatsoever. And I'm really afraid that we're seeing a new normal with this whole thing. that some of these people are so far off the rails in their zeal against fossil fuels that they will, just disregard law and order and do what is being done in this regard. It is awful. And I don't believe that a lot of us outside of that bubble where it's happening have any comprehension of what life is like down there right now. And we should. We ought to stand with our neighbors in need. If nothing else, calling on every elected leader everywhere to do something about it. And to not recognize the problem without providing a solution and execute the solution. So we're going to continue to hold them accountable right here. More of our conversation now with Catherine Hilton. Catherine was a caller from Solon that called us the other day concerned about pipeline spills and sent me a note on Twitter later and said, thanks for cutting me off. And I said, I didn't cut you off. We can't talk to one caller for as much time as that caller wants because otherwise all we do is talk to one caller, right? We got to keep moving. But anyway, I said, come on back on. So she gracefully did. And we appreciate that. We're chatting with Dave Glad, also from the North Dakota Department of Health, on some of the concerns that Catherine raised related to spills. So, give me your biggest concern of a spill, Catherine. You heard Dave earlier talk about kind of the range and what they do and what happens. What is an example of something you think is just, something that is not properly being handled by regulators in North Dakota in regards to a spill?
Well, none of it is being properly handled because they're understaffed and underfunded, and you can't regulate an industry where every part about it is going to be contaminating to the environment. Now, my point in calling in was
We got to stop there. We got to stop there because, Dave, what she's alleging is that you're not able to keep up and all these spills are contaminating the environment. Is that happening?
Well, obviously, any industry, no matter the size, is a challenge. And we do the best that we can to get out there, follow up on each of the spills and ensure that they're cleaned up. I would say the vast majority of those are being cleaned up. There are a few of them that are continuing to be a challenge, and we address those. But we rely on not only our staff, but also the public to provide information as it relates to spills. But overall, they're being addressed adequately throughout the industry, and we'll continue to do that.
There are brine spills from the 70s in Bottineau County that still haven't been remediated. Done that since the 70s, how do we expect to possibly address what is ongoing now? My point in calling in was more related to the fact that for the last 9 years, the northwestern part of this state has seen an increase and murders and rape and vehicular homicides and hospitals losing millions of dollars because of workers being treated who couldn't pay their bills. All of these costs that have impacted those who live in Northwest North Dakota. And I haven't seen anyone in the rest of the state, and I've only been here for a little less than 3 years now, have any kind of outcry like the people in St. Anthony have done for these people who have
I think that's been a lot. They're apples and oranges, Catherine. I don't think you can compare those two situations by any stretch. And I also think every time I've had the attorney general on, he's always said proportionally, yes, there are more things that are happening in the way of crime, law and order issues, but it's proportionate to the amount of people. So in other words, per capita, there isn't more of that in Watford City than there is in Fargo. So I think you're using that to advance the cause. Which is, your right to do, but we need to add facts in there. Dave, I have half a minute left. Anything you want to say regarding how this is being handled in North Dakota?
Yeah, and with Catherine, I do appreciate, her bringing up the legacy issues. North Dakota's been in the oil drilling business for 60-plus years, and it's been an evolving process. You need to separate the historical legacy issues, and there are some. From the drilling activities back in the 50s and 60s, we've learned that some of those activities weren't appropriate. What we're doing now in the Bakken is a lot different from what was done in the past, and we are addressing those legacy issues, but they are difficult, and I will grant that to Catherine. That is a challenge.
Catherine, thank you for caring. Dave, thank you for doing what you do, and we appreciate the dialogue very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's one big solution to all this. Fly a flag and recognize you live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Need a flag at your place of business, maybe a school, maybe your home? Give Jim a call, the North Dakota flagpole guy. He's on the line right now. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Scott, just have a quote for you. Experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have, in time and by slow operations, perverted into tyranny. Thomas Jefferson, our third president of the United States. So if tyranny existed then, maybe we ought to just look back at the historical reference and decide how do we want to raise our children. And I have a great story for you. Yesterday I was at Duncey Elementary School, and what a wonderful experience that was. Scott, they have all colors, yeah, but they're all American, and they're building citizens. I was so impressed.
I hope they're getting a flag. I hope they're getting a flag. Shout out to everybody in Duncey, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call them at 571-FLAG. 571-FLAG.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.